Hello, is Ruby Stokes O'Neill here?
Don't call it.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. And we're not selling anything, but I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Yes. Am I speaking to the named person on the list?
Yes.
To Ruby Stokes? Okay. Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we'd like to take this as quick as possible, and we would really appreciate your time.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black. Mixed.
Oh, thank you. What is your age?
I will be 65, 36.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances
there
to be?
Vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress be focused on? Would it be increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights? Yes. Thinking about the issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on or to focus on? You can select up to two. Increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, improving the economy, fighting inflation, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving K through 12 public school education, standing up to rise in racism and discrimination. Once again,
the last two.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising
falling
to the point?
Falling behind the cost of living.
Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two once again. From the list is racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, not enough good role models, too many people depending on the government for handouts, poor life choices and values by some, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, unfair or rigged?
Racism and sexism.
Okay. We are missing one more. The next ones were unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, and poor work ethic. You can select one more from the list.
The breakdown of the family system.
Okay, thank you. And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me if you think, what is the biggest reason? Too many guns flooding our streets, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the street too quickly, inflation and rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a lacking of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, not enough police officers on the street, too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children away from criminal activity, or reduced funding for public services to help people in need.
Lack of after-school programs.
You can choose one more from the list.
And public funding, the last.
The reduced funding for public services to help people in need?
Yeah. No, we don't need to reduce the fund.
Oh. Would you like for me to repeat the list again?
Just repeat the top two.
Okay. Too many guns flooding our streets. And the second one is a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly.
Broken bail and parole system.
Okay. Thank you. And now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
A lot. And it's ridiculous.
Well, the next question was, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. 60%.
Kamala Harris.
85%.
The gay rights movement?
30%.
The feminist movement?
Say that again?
The feminist
movement,
50%. The NAACP? The NAACP?
85%.
Barack Obama?
100%.
Thank you. Kevin McCarthy?
25%.
Joe Biden? Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce?
Beyonce?
You feel like you're a ring on it. 70%.
70%. Very nice.
A little bit.
You sound very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Hakeem. I'm a boss teacher.
Oh, thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
Seventy percent.
The critical race theory or CRT.
Do I agree with it?
Just rated from 0 to 100 about how
thinking.
A favorable.
About how what?
Yeah.
Oh, how favorable the critical race theory.
Yeah.
We'll say 90%.
90%. Donald Trump.
0.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
95%.
Okay, thank you. Now, we know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following would impact you personally on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact in your on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have an impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Crime and violence in this country.
Five.
The country's economy going through a recession soon.
5.
Affirmative action ending.
How much do I agree with this?
How much would it impact you personally, in your opinion?
10.
The climate change?
10.
Now, I'm going to read you, and with this, we're halfway there. We're still having a few more questions to go, but I would like to thank your patience as well. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
5.
Oh, we're just looking if you agree or disagree with it.
I disagree.
I disagree. Okay. Is it somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The next one is ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free child care for all families or to
strongly
all families.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employees or the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves. Okay. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
A basic income?
A universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
What's the two things?
You can agree or disagree.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is drug addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Somewhat agree.
And children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers a paid time off? And we have a list, and you can tell me which ones do you think. Well, they are mostly yes or no. Fathers adopting a child, yes or no?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse and partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with serious health condition?
Yes.
When dealing with mental health, with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Sex discrimination, you say?
Sexism, yes. Or gender discrimination.
So what's the question again?
Yes. Would you say it's very often? Often, not often.
Not often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family member in your household in the last 12 months? A violent crime such as assault?
Yes.
Would that apply to you or a household
family member?
A family member. Money or property was stolen?
A family member.
A car was stolen or broken into?
A family member.
A home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Grad.
College grad?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. That's me.
Okay. No. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban?
Urban.
Oh, urban, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week?
Every Sunday. Well, let me say one and a half times a week. Let's say two times a week.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Please tell me how you often regularly watch them or read them in the span of a week. News networks network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Daily. All three of them because I record them.
Okay.
Daily.
Okay, thank you. MSNBC?
I don't watch that much. So I've seen them.
Okay, so it's not that often?
Not that often.
Okay. CNN?
Who?
CNN.
Quite often.
Quite often. Somewhat often or very often?
Somewhat often.
Fox News?
Not often.
Okay. Not that often or seldom never?
Seldom never.
Okay. Your local TV news?
Often, every day.
Every day, okay. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
Democrat.
Are you a strong Democrat or not strong,
strong
Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Is it Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by your spouse or by you or your spouse employer? Health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance,
Medicare.
Or Medicare. And I think this is the second to last question. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You,
me.
Yourself. Okay. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Including everyone in the household, or just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $15,000 to $30,000. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And that's it. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. We have
okay,
completed the survey.
You
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.